KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A friend of mine has a bad habit of pouring himself a big glass of wine in the evening, sometimes more than one, and then going shopping on the internet. So a few days later, the UPS guy brings him a mystery package. Now, sometimes it's stuff he needs, like pen refills or a USB drive or the new biography of Spencer Tracy, but sometimes it's stuff that only seemed useful and imperative after a few glasses of red wine, late at night, when there's no one else awake or around to tell him to just close the lid of the MacBook Pro and go to bed. And that's when he opens up the package and pulls out the skinny jeans or the toothbrush sanitizer or one of those travel pillows that looks like a toilet seat. That's when the phrase, "it seemed like a good idea at the time," really comes into its own. And the stuff just sits on the kitchen counter in silent reproach. "Look at what you did," it all seems to say, and he ends up sending most of it back, which you can almost always do, though they usually ask why. Wrong size? Not as described? Doesn't fit? Though never allowing you to tell them the real reason, which was judgment impaired by the following: long day, skipped dinner, 3 glasses of Cabernet, Wi-Fi. Judgment impaired, actually, is a pretty good description of what it's like to shoot a TV pilot. The whole process lasts about a week and involves countless rewrites, lots of rehearsals, last-minute changes, notes and suggestions from the network and the studio, and a long late-night shoot. And when it's all over, it's almost impossible not to feel a certain optimistic elation. We did it, you think. This is going to be great, you say to yourself and everyone around you. It's sort of like how my friend feels when he stumbles up to bed after a late night spent clicking around Amazon.com and entering in his credit card security code. That was time well spent. I got some good stuff. This is going to be great. But what happens next is pretty much the same, too, though instead of the UPS man delivering a collection of non sequitur oddities, it's the editor calling you up and telling you that he's ready to show you the first cut. Which is almost always a baffling disappointment. "I thought it was going to be so much better," is the usual reaction. "I thought these scenes were smarter and sprightlier and just better, or if not better, then at least not this awful." No, no, this is what you did, the first cut seems to say, as if the positive, upbeat feeling you had when you called rap, "We've got this, we've nailed this," was really just the product of a bender. You were judgment impaired, you see, you just didn't know it. Now, it always takes me a few days to ready myself to watch the first cut of anything, but even though I'm prepared for that deflated what-did-I-do feeling, it never fails to take me by surprise, somehow. Now, of course, you can't send the first cut back to the retailer. You can't check off judgment impaired and return it unused in the original packaging and wait for a credit to show up on your Visa card. No, with a first cut, you have to stick with it. You have to move through it slowly, no matter how painful it is, and fix some things and take out some dead air and maybe swap some takes or lift a sequence or two, and then slowly start to see what it was that made you so optimistic in the first place. The first cut only seems like a disaster. With some careful attention and judicious work, it turns into the second cut, and then the final cut, and then when you look at it, you think, "Oh yeah, we've got this. This looks good." Which you can never really say about the toothbrush sanitizer or the toilet seat pillow or, in my specific case, the skinny jeans. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll ask 3 times. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.